Last Friday, your state lawmakers wrapped up the Indiana General Assembly for 2024, and one of the bills that received final approval and now heads to Governor Holcomb's desk for his approval is one that impacts the renting or selling of Indiana's farmland.
So it said if you were one of the adversarial countries as identified by the U.S. government, the Department of Commerce, and right now that's Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba, then you would not be permitted to buy farmland in Indiana.
And that state representative Kendall Culp, who spoke during the Shelby County Ag Promotion Banquet last week in Shelbyville. Culp introduced House Bill 1183, which passed in the House unanimously. But when his bill made it to the Senate Ag Committee, they added some additional ownership restrictions to his bill.
It's going to put a 10-mile circle around every military installation in Indiana, including armories and then the bases that you're more aware of. And so they put that ring around there, and that was a little different, that those adversaries, and there's just the four main ones, Cuba and Venezuela is not on that list, they could not buy any real estate within that 10-mile radius. Buildings, property, not just farmland, homes, anything.
And even though the bill also received unanimous support from state senators, Culp says he has received pushback from members of the Indiana Economic Development Commission.
Senator Lysine and I met with representatives from the Indiana Economic Development Organization, and they told us then there were 9 companies that fit the definition of foreign adversary that they currently are working with to locate in Indiana. Senator Lysine said, how many of those are Chinese? All 9 of them. Now that's concerning. And that should be concerning to all of you.
Culp adds that the bill goes beyond food security. It's a matter of national security.
We had a gentleman came, Brian Kavanaugh, flew in from Washington, D.C. to testify in Senator Lysine's Ag Committee. He was on the National Security Council on the Trump administration. And he says there's every reason to be concerned about why these foreign entities are wanting to come in here. This is communist China. And maybe they want to do good things, but you don't know who the money is behind them. And so if it's the Chinese government, that should be concerning to us.
If Governor Holcomb signs the bill into law, it would take effect beginning July 1st. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.